Watts joins board of 2RPH. Sydney communications specialist Michelle Watts has joined the board of 2RPH, the Glebe-based community radio station that provides services to those unable to read due to vision or other physical disabilities. Michelle cut her teeth in the media, starting her career at Kerry Packer's Consolidated Press Holdings. She has more than 20 years' experience in communications and heads up public relations agency What's Happening. Her company has serviced clients from sectors including not-for-profit, lifestyle, the music recording industry, and retail banking. She also has a long-term involvement in the education arts sector through her offshoot business, School Ties. After losing much of her vision in 2016 to become legally blind from the rare mitochondrial condition LHON, Michelle continued to run her business and maintained her passion for sport through blind golf. In Rome in 2018, Michelle was crowned World Blind Golf Lady Champion and Italian Open Champion, and has since won the Australian Open, Queensland Open, and New South Wales Open Championships. Michelle brings a unique combination of life and work experience to the boardroom. Her appointment follows a strong tradition of visually impaired board representation, which began with the trailblazing Barbara Blackman, who agitated for community radio services to people with low vision back in the 1970s. Said Michelle, "I've always admired the work of the 2RPH volunteers who bring the daily news, lifestyle, and other programs to people who are unable, for a variety of reasons, to read newspapers and other print media. For me, joining the board is an opportunity to share an appreciation of the news media and also share first-hand knowledge of what it's like to navigate access to current affairs while managing a disability. For those of us who cannot read, it's vital to have a channel of relevant audio content that enhances our potential to participate and be connected to our community." Michelle will also serve on the 2RPH Engagement Committee, a subcommittee of the board. Q&A with Michelle Watts. Michelle, what do you hope to bring to 2RPH?
Well, I'm an advocate for simple, easy access to programming information. Things like audio links and screen reading are very useful across all communication channels. I'm hoping that through my connections with Guide Dogs, Vision Australia, and the Macular Disease Foundation, that we can achieve greater awareness of our exceptional programs and services.
What programming appeals to you?
I particularly enjoy curated stories on the arts, accessible travel, and new technology tips that assist with life's challenges.
What about the future of 2RPH?
The station will celebrate its 40th anniversary next year. The management and volunteers have laid sound foundations for a very bright future. For example, 2RPH On Demand is an area where we are seeing great developments. The beauty of podcasts is you go to the website and then hear what you want, when you want.
Thank you so much for your time today, Michelle.
It's been a pleasure.